Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 53. We're in that territory where I can't really, like, think of NBA players to match with the episode numbers. Like, who wears 53? Wally Zerbiak?
53? Damn, no, Kwame's 54. I can't think of a 53.
Lou Karen Goody had at, like, yeah, no one's wearing 53. But what's good, y'all? What's good, chat? Welcome to another episode. Let me do the intros real quick. Shout out to the Spotify people. Shout out to the iTunes people. Leave us a 5-star review. You know the vibes. We're trying to get to we're trying to get to 100 reviews on iTunes. You know what I'm saying, help us out in the algorithms over there. Shout out to Twitch. Shout out to follower chat in the building. The regular CMB, MJ the Goat, Cardiac, Tetro. I don't know. You're new, so I'm just shout out to you.
You're new.
You look new in the chat. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I've ever seen you. Shout out Painman 87 and shout out to the Patreon, our patrons as well. We will give y'all a shout out at the end of the pod. I've been forgetting the last couple pods. Someone in chat remind me to do that at the end of this pod. And I got my co-host with me, MAGA Justin
and Artis Gilmore. Is the only Hall of Famer ever to sport number 53.
Artis Gilmore.
I feel like you did that on purpose. I know damn well.
Did you
do
that on purpose?
What? Is that not right?
Oh, God. You said what?
I don't know who this dude is.
Artis Gilmore.
Artis Gilmore. Yo. Shout out Caleb. Hey, shout out Caleb for the 5 gifted, bro. Playback fam in the building. Playback fam in the building. Yo, this man said Artis Gilmore, bro. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Explain.
I'm not from the 70s.
You're not from the 70s. Artis? You can't say art? How are you going to add an E at the end when there's no E?
It's IS. Artis.
Artis?
It's like artist.
Yeah, so when you say artist,
he said artist. Yeah, like artist.
Listen. Artiste. I got the last name right.
He said artiste. Yeah, like artist. Nigga, his name is artist.
James Edwards.
Okay.
Mark Eaton.
I'm surprised you pronounced it.
Daryl Dawkins. AKA Chocolate
Thunder did wear 53. I'm ashamed I didn't know that.
And Artis Gilmore. Anyways.
Artis.
R.I.P. Chocolate Thunder, man.
R.I.P. Chocolate Thunder. But Dom, say what's up to the chat, bro. What's good
with you? What's poppin', chat? Follower chat. It's your mom's favorite midnight snack, and we back. Nigga, bars.
Bars. Wait. Hold on. Wait. Rapper Dom in the building. Is that Mario? Is that Mario Judah?
I was playing bars the other day, bro. It was crazy.
Is that Is that Domo Judah?
You thought we were done.
You thought. Hey, Mario Judah. You thought we were done? And we back. Holy shit, Ron Burns. All right, man. Look, before we get into the main topic of this pod, how have y'all been? How have y'all been since Wednesday?
I got sick.
Been good, man.
Justin
got sick. Oh yeah,
that's too far. Let's go with Justin first. What you mean you got sick?
I've been sick since Friday night, and now I'm feeling perfectly fine, like I was reborn.
Did you lose your sense of taste?
I don't think I had COVID. No, it was literally just my brain. I swear, my stomach was fine. Like I felt like I had to throw up, but like only when I moved my head around. Like I didn't feel anything weird in my stomach.
I think you got a concussion, my guy.
Cap. I didn't hit my head.
You literally said you were about to throw up every time you move your head.
Yeah, but I never hit my head, so it's hard to get a concussion without hitting your head, you know? I think I was just sick.
Sick from... Alright, well, I hope you're doing well. Maybe. Didn't you say you thought you had COVID? What about that makes you think you had COVID?
Every time I get sick, I just think it's COVID. That's the rule.
Every time I just no matter what happens.
Tell me I'm lying. You feel a little bit off.
That is facts, bro. Every time I feel like a little bit warmer than usual, I'm like, yo, it's where did I go the last 5 days?
Or you eat something
speak
and didn't
for
taste
yourself.
As strong as it used to. You're like, my taste gone.
Zuri, what you mean speak for myself? You don't get that?
every time I, anytime I don't feel well or get a little tickle in my throat, the first thing I think is, oh, I got a little cold. Because, you know, I don't immediately think, oh, yeah, I got COVID. I'm about to die. Go to the hospital. Like, no, I wear my mask sometimes.
So right here.
Sometimes. You know.
Wear your mask.
No, but I feel like a lot of us have forgotten that, like, COVID isn't just transmitted through the mouth. Like, it could be transmitted anywhere, really. So,
like, what?
Facts.
Like, wearing a mask doesn't completely stop you from
facts.
If you wear a mask and I fucking dap you up and you have COVID, I'm probably gonna get COVID. Like, that shit doesn't matter.
So dapping people
up? Yeah.
Justin, what'd you say?
I'm not touching nobody's hands.
Just ain't nobody getting no daps.
It's so MAGA of you.
No, no sir, man. You getting the elbow.
Yo, what's good, yo? What's good? This dude right here. Look.
You know the vibes.
So, going into the season, we had our NBA prediction episode. We predicted the standings of the season. I don't think we did award predictions, did we? If we did, it's not written in this doc. But shout out to a mod of the chat, Cardiac KO3, longtime supporter of the pod, day one supporter of the pod. One of the suggestions he put in the Let's Keep It a Buck Discord was to actually look back at our predictions since it was the midseason point and just react to the tomfoolery we spoke out. So that's what we're gonna do. He made a Google Doc. Go ahead and join the Discord if y'all want to, you know what I'm saying? It's been pretty active, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, every time I go in there, it's not like hour gaps between the general chat. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, people in there. So shout out to the Discord real quick. I haven't shouted y'all out in a minute. But let's get started on these predictions. Just reacting to our predictions. Number one, we had the Bucks. Now, they are the 3 seed as we speak. And I don't feel too bad about that. They still have one of the top records in the East. Nothing's changed. How do y'all feel about that prediction?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
What was it again?
We had the Bucks as the one.
Bucks. Score. And they're only like 2 games back or something, right? Something close.
Two and a half.
Yeah. I still think they could end the season as.
I put in podcast affairs now.
Well, no. I wanted to pull up. I got it pulled up. I want to have like the standings of where teams are now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't do all that from the phone. Broke boy energy, you know. But Bucks number one seed possible, especially with Embiid knee fucking hype. Bro, let me ask this: do y'all really think he's only going to be out? How long do y'all think he's going to be out for? Let me ask that. Personally, like, if you just based off how you've seen the injury and everything, how long would you give Embiid?
It was supposed to be 2 to 3 weeks, right? That's what they've said.
Mm-hmm.
I would say add another week to that, so a month. Because Embiid already has like a rich injury history, so I want to.
Yeah. What's the word on the knee? Just generic knee injury, or?
Well, no, they're saying it's a bruised knee. They're saying a bruised knee, but basically hyperextended it, and it caused it to have like.
But no CLs or nothing, right?
Nah, no, like tears. Not at least from what that's heard.
Yeah, okay. He'll be fine. He'll be back. Especially with
saying that
they might sit him out longer than they need to, just because they're position.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, as the first seed in the East, you have a center who's having an MVP year, and it's a center who's have, like Bijan said, had a rich injury history. Why would you not take time bringing him back? Especially with what we've seen around the league with niggas like John Wall, John Wall and Kevin Durant, who both came off of major injuries and took their time coming back, and now they look like they haven't took steps back from where they were when they got injured. Why would you rush that with your best player at this point, the MVP? And like a lot of people have him as the MVP of the league right now. Like,
you know who's going to rush it back? You know who's going to rush it back?
The fans.
He's going to rush himself back. No, he wants the MVP, bro. Look how close he is.
I don't think he cares, though. Like, I think he just wants to win a championship.
He cares about winning a championship.
He's going to be
about MVP. About getting an MVP.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I think oh, you meant the MVP or the championship?
MVP. I don't think he cares about getting the MVP. He just wants to get the championship.
I mean, I don't think When I say he cares, I mean, I think he would come back right when the doctor said, okay, he's mm-hmm. clear. Like, when I say he should take his time, I mean, like, the doctor said he's clear, but I'm still taking an extra week. So I feel good. Not because the doctor said I'm good, because I feel good. Yeah, like, he wouldn't wait till he's 100% to come back because he wants to be MVP.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like. Like AD, I feel like AD's waiting till he's 100% to come back. Well, at least close to 100%. I don't think the Lakers are going to rush him back. I think the Lakers know as long as we're in the playoffs with the GOAT on the brow, we're Lakers in five in the West, honestly. Except for the Jazz. I mean, except for the Clippers, you know, Lakers in six. But
it's all right. Everybody else all right. Lakers in five. Let's slow down. We're still on the Bucks.
Yeah, sorry. Still on the Bucks.
We are still on the Bucks.
Number one.
Okay, so we had the Bucks as the one seed, given the Embiid injury and everything. We still have, what, like 40 games to go? 40 games to go around there. So do y'all still have the Bucks as the one seed by the end of the season? Yes or no?
No.
I have the Bucks honestly getting the one seed. I go on.
You don't think Nets gonna take that?
Yeah, I feel like it'll be close. Honestly, if I were to bet, I wouldn't say the Bucks get the one seed. But I feel like there's still a strong chance that they do still get the one seed.
I give them a 30% chance of making the one seed.
Honestly, 25. I thought I was being
generous. I'd say 85% chance they're in the top three. I don't see them falling out of the top three.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. Maybe 90%.
Them bum-ass Celtics ain't going to
play. Yeah, who's going to pass them up, bro? The MAGA Miami?
MAGA Miami. Ain't that your squad, bro?
No.
Myers. Okay, so let's move on to the Nets. Going into the season before the Harden trade, we had the Nets as the two seed. So we, as a pod, were pretty high on them, at least in the regular season record-wise. Now that they have Harden, even before that, honestly, they were really on pace for a good record already. As it stands right now, they are the two seed. We are 1-2 so far. So what do y'all feel about the Nets? Do y'all have them getting the one seed? Y'all have them moving down. Maybe the Bucks taking over. I'm fine with them personally, with them being the two seed.
I think the Nets could take first seed because Embiid injury.
We'll see how it goes with Embiid and how he comes back. But yeah, top two.
Not one though. Not one.
I'd say no, one. One. Definitely one.
One seed. They're most likely to be the one seed,
I'd say.
You think so? So you have the Nets getting the one seed by the end of the season. Hello? This is right here.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I'm talking to Justin. So you have the Nets as the one seed by the end of the season.
Yeah, I have the Nets as the one, and then Philly and Milwaukee as two. Close, like neck and neck. I don't know. I can't decide.
Interesting. So the Bucks at one, the Nets at two. I'd give us a pass on that. That's not a bad prediction. They're still on pace to be a top three record in the East. Now, the three seed. We had the one and only Boston Celtics.
Yikes.
That's a terrible pick, bro.
The Celtics are playing
how we've been season. Now, yeah.
I mean, honestly, going into the season, we thought Kemba was going to be healthier. Jason Tatum was going to have a more assertive year. And he has. Jaylen Brown has even improved. We all just honestly underestimated, one, Marcus Smart's impact, and number two, how much they don't have a bench. Like, these once the starting lineup
gets
off the court. Honestly, I think it's coaching, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think they stagger their minutes enough. I don't think they do. So what do y'all feel about the Celtics as a three seed? What do y'all have the Celtics at the end of the season?
Fifth.
They're not getting above four.
They're not gonna what?
They're not getting above four. Four is definitely their ceiling, I'd say, at this point.
That's fair. And I feel like having them at three at the beginning of the season isn't a stretch. I just feel like everything you said was kind of correct, but I feel like we really underestimate the rest of the East. Honestly, like a lot of teams in the East are better than I thought they would be. But in return, the Celtics are just, like ass. Like,
I don't think we underestimated the rest of the East. It's just the Celtics. We overestimated them.
We just overestimated the Celtics.
Yeah.
Didn't we? I mean, we did. I mean, look at this. We have the Sixers at 7th seed. Are you sure we didn't underestimate the East?
This is who Cardiac is typing right now. No, but when we said the Celtics are at 3, we were at a point where we were even contemplating if record-wise they would have a better record than the Nets. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just like Bucks, Nets. All right, maybe we could slide the Celtics in there. It was like, all right, Celtics at 3 was on the low end going into the season.
Yeah, because someone didn't want the Nets that high.
I don't know who that was. Yeah. Crazy.
I really don't know who that was. Was it me?
Yeah, it was he.
Probably.
Or was it you, Vsauce?
You didn't even want the Nets on the list.
Oh, someone
yeah, you thought you were going to fucking implode, bro. You thought they were going to implode.
I got to stop smoking. I thought we were talking about the Celtics just now. That's what I was like.
Yo, this is right here.
You were wanting to put the Celtics above the Nets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was tripping. No, I'm not. Yeah, I
feel like you were tripping.
There's nothing
bad. I had to think about it. Had to double take the second thought. I was like, oh, no, I was tripping.
This dude right here. Yeah, the Celtics. Yeah, y'all ain't the 3 seed, bro. I'm sorry. I'm disappointing y'all, man.
Yikes.
Again.
I'd say they're good enough to bypass the play-in tournament, at least.
I mean, hopefully they're not even in there. What the fuck?
Hopefully, I'm about to say, yeah, hopefully they're above a... Hopefully they're fifth. They're fifth seed to me. I think they should at least be fifth seed.
Yeah,
they're in a three-way tie, and the Knicks are tied with them, and they're in the play-in. So,
oh my god!
Yo, so as of right now,
tied with the Knicks.
Can we get okay? The Boston Celtics have the same record as the Charlotte Hornets, and have the same. Literally, it's just .001 off. Like win percentage wise, off of the New York Knicks, bro. Oh
Vsauce, how does it feel? Vsauce and Justin.
I can't.
Boston boys, how does it feel?
I'm a Laker fan. What you mean, bro? I'm done.
I'm a Laker fan. I honestly didn't have high hopes of them past like the second round, anyways, because they didn't make any big changes this offseason.
Mm.
They got Tristan Thompson, which. Didn't really solve any of the problems they were having.
No, I swear to God, when we got Jeff Teague and Tristan Thompson, everyone was like, yo, that's a great signing. Like,
I think really, we were just saying at really least it's add,
that really adds much needed depth to the squad. Yeah, where they at right now, bro? Like, they're not.
I was not saying that about Thompson. Teague, maybe. I was saying start Teague over Kemba. Just
I didn't. I'd never hyped up those two signings, bro. Those are some mid signings.
Vsauce, so I seen through the cap.
Bro. I
seen through the genjutsu. My release game is strong. I feel you.
Release. Anyways, the fourth seed, we have the Heat, and that is exactly where they are at right now. Shout out to the Heat, bro. They've been balling the fuck out. They're 9-1 in their
Shout out Jimmy Butler.
Shout out Jimmy Butler, bro. Yo.
Somebody one of the best defenses in the league right now.
Can we speak?
Wow. I don't know, but go ahead, Don.
I'm about to say, can we speak on Jimmy Butler right now? Like, can we give this man his flowers for real? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Over the years, I can say I was genuinely a Jimmy Butler hater. But I was going off of what the media would like to tell guys. And, you know, we're not in the locker room. We don't know. But when you really look at it, the Timberwolves' only playoff berth in the last our lives have been with Jimmy Butler. The Sixers, last time really looking like a competitive, contending team that had their shit together, Jimmy Butler, before now. And Chicago Bulls ain't been relevant since he left. Like,
that's
wherever
true.
This man goes, it literally just came off taking the Heat to the fucking finals and gave a good, excellent performance. One of the best performances in a finals loss we've seen since LeBron, Jerry West. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Like, yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. If Kawhi didn't make that game seven game winner, I would have had them beating the Bucks. Like the same tactics the Raptors. Champions. That's what I'm saying. If Kawhi didn't hit that shot, whatever tactic the Raptors used to stop Giannis, which is building a wall, collapsing on him, the Sixers definitely had that personnel with Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Jimmy Butler. And then if we go to the finals and Klay still gets injured, the Sixers probably wouldn't have won that championship. And that's tough.
That's tough. Sixers are a Kawhi fucking bounced around the rim 8-time shot away from the championship.
Tough. Yeah, I cried.
Yes.
I feel Joel Embiid so tough, much more.
Bro. Yo. Man, imagine. And then this season, Embiid wins another MVP. Yo. Embiid coming up that. Let's talk about that, bro. Mm-hmm. If Embiid has one MVP, one championship, and a finals MVP, where does he rank right now, all time?
I mean, all time, he's definitely cracked in the 50s. Hands down, cracking the 50s. Cracking the 40s. Cracking the 30s. He's probably mid-20s, low-20s.
And that's tough because motherfuckers don't even have a top 50 right now. That's tough.
You know, do you have him top 50 as of today?
I saw Dwight Howard above him right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So.
Dwight Howard got that ring.
You said top 20 all time?
Me?
25.
Yeah.
Yeah, mid-20s, maybe low, mid to low-20s.
Okay, that's a little too high. Maybe a little too high? Maybe 40s, but I don't know about
time. If he wins the MVP, championship, and finals MVP?
If he was to have all those accolades by now?
Yeah.
You say top 40 at least? Nah.
Yeah, you're going to need a little bit more longevity. A little bit more.
Really?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is when y'all were arguing who should they get rid of, Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid, I was sitting on the get rid of Ben Simmons side all by myself.
No, the hell you weren't.
Yeah, Dom was on your side. Mm-hmm. Dom was on your side.
I was
on the keep Embiid train. Oh, no, keep Ben Simmons train. That was me.
L. Here you go.
Yeah. He's a whole the L. I'm about to say, nah, I definitely have always believed Joel Embiid is definitely the championship player between him and Ben Simmons. If you trade a player, you trade Ben Simmons, you keep Embiid. I've always thought that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Interesting. So the Heat were still solid on them being the 4 seed?
They're 4, but I feel
they
like
might climb.
When we put them at 4, we expected a higher record.
That's true.
Is that fair?
About the same.
And I feel like it will get higher.
I feel like they might climb to 3.
Well, yeah, they're...
Because, again...
They're only...
Go ahead.
I don't know about 3. Because they're 4 games back from 3. And 3 is the Bucks. So that's a stretch.
Well, what you call it?
The Sixers,
if Embiid's out for 3 weeks, you got to look at their schedule. Who are they playing these next 3 weeks?
You think the Sixers are going to slide all the way down so bad?
Because how close it is.
They're 6.5 games back.
They're 6.5 games back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So say the Heat win. Say the Heat go on a 5-game win streak and the Sixers go 2-2. How is the standings looking now?
Jesus Christ, I don't know that arithmetic.
I don't know, 2 games closer? 4.5? I don't know.
Yeah, it's not enough to make the Heat the 3 seed. I ain't gonna lie. Four games to make up. One team would have to lose 4 games while the Heat win 4 games.
And
I can definitely see the Sixers losing way more than 4 games in a month stretch. Because I think Embiid will be out for at least a month. You said 4 weeks to a month. Because you said add a week on, maybe a month. And they're
well, obviously not just 4 games, but relative.
Well, yeah, I feel you. Well, I'm just saying, I just honestly believe the lack of an MVP caliber player on the Sixers right now is really going to shake shit up.
Maybe.
And I just think
MVP.
They
do have some easy games coming up, though.
Do they? Who are they playing? Who's their next 6 games?
They got Knicks, Bucks, mm-hmm. which are a good team, Kings, Knicks again,
mm-hmm.
Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything after that's hard again. But he'll be – the Warriors game is on the 23rd. He might not be back by then. But
4 weeks bro, to a month, that's the Domo count.
It's 2 weeks, right?
Shut up. I know it's fucking 4 weeks and I'm going to suck my dick. All right? Fuck you.
That's 11 days, so not 2 weeks.
I'm just saying. I don't know about them climbing up to the 3 seed. I'm fine with them staying as a 4 seed. If anything, they might move down to 5, depending on how the Celtics play. But 4 or 5, that's a good spot for them. I'm fine with that prediction as well. I think that's a good prediction from us. Now, the 5 seed, shout out to Pizza Dave for the sub. But the 5 seed, we have the Toronto Raptors. Now, the Toronto Raptors are an under 500 team. They are the 10th seed right now, a game back from the 8th seed. What happened to the Toronto Raptors? I honestly don't
know. What did happen to the Toronto Raptors?
Ben MP ain't spinning right, bro.
Yeah, he'd be going just counterclockwise this year.
Just figure them out.
it just wasn't.
I don't watch a lot of Raptor games. So can somebody in chat maybe tell me what's the problem with the Raptors? Cause I really don't know.
Chat is saying injuries, and they're getting a lot. Who's of COVID. Hurt? They begin
COVID
a lot.
COVID and injuries.
Yeah, COVID injuries. Mm. That's been fucking up the team. But
same happened to the Heat, and they made their way back.
Yeah, once they're healthy. Siakam's so to me, the Raptors, they're capable of making the late game or a late season run to the 6 seed.
Yep.
Or some shit. Yeah. But that's a tough fall off from being like an on pace 60 wins.
They're only 2.5 games team. Back of the 6 seed.
Yeah.
They're only 2.5 games back of the 5th seed, actually.
Yeah, like right now, 4 to 11 is honestly not that big of a gap. Like the gap from 11 to 4 is just as big as the gap between the 3 and 4 seed. So a lot can definitely change. Shit, the Bulls might make the fucking Hey, Snack LaVine in the playoffs? In HD?
First team all snack?
First team all snack? This dude right here, bro.
Oh, we forgot. First team all snack. All snack team.
First team all snack team. Chat, what's the first team all snack team, bro?
Okay. Let me see. First team two.
First team all snack. While y'all figure that out, you know what I'm saying, amongst yourselves in your breakout rooms. So the Raptors at 5.
Kelly Oubre.
Do y'all think they can make a late season push to that?
Nah.
Or nah?
Not 5. Mm-mm. Not 5.
Not even fucking 7.
Tough. Bro, they can make it to 7.
The Pacers felt hard, bro. Sheesh. The last 10 games.
Sheesh.
3-7 the last 10 games. But anyways, so the Raptors, that's a no-go. The Wizards. Look, man. Mm-mm-mm. The Wizards, I was high on them. I thought us putting them at 6 was low. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I didn't.
I thought Beal and Russ were, you know.
I was the one by myself saying these niggas should be lower. But nah, everybody was attacking Dom. Nah, Dom's wild. Dom's just hating Russ. Okay.
Look, I thought when Russ would come to the Wizards, given the fact that Scott Brooks is the coach, they would have ran a system, honestly, around Westbrook, and then Beal be the second option. And I guess they've tried it and they've had a little bit of success, but honestly not enough to continue with it. And Russ, he just can't be the second option, bro. Like it's a fact at this point that Russ is a player
he did ball
that's
out,
best
though.
Utilized as a first option. And being a but first option, the cap with Russell Westbrook as a first option is a first round exit. Like that's it is.
Is it fair to say maybe it's time to test him out as a third option?
To who? Rui?
No, I mean on a different team, like a different team. Different team. That's the like third option, not on the Wizards.
Yo, I'm about to say.
Have Isaac Bonga out there getting more shots? Like, nah.
I'm about to say. Honestly, I mean, if the Wizards are just trying to maximize their season with Russ, I would just give Russ the first option and see how that goes. I don't know how Beal will feel about it, but if you're just trying to get more wins out of this Russ and Beal experiment, shit, you might as well. You might as well, bro. But so the Wizards at 6.
That's wild. Whoa.
Wait,
what? I was just reading. Yo, chat's wild. Such chat in the building, huh? Oh, man.
This dude right here. So the Wizards at 6. That's definitely a no-go. Definitely down there.
Yeah, man.
The 6. Oh, man. The 7th seed we predicted was the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
That is tough. That is
very tough.
We didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Pause. But
because to be fair, what big changes did they make this offseason?
Got rid of Al Horford, Josh Richardson, gained Seth Curry and Danny Green, which helped a lot. Way more than I thought. Way more than I thought.
Exactly.
That allowed for more touches for Embiid.
I remember we were clowning Danny Green. Simmons. When we were going over this, we were like, bro, what? Who'd they add? Danny Green? Bro, put them at the seven.
I never thought the Danny Green signing was bad. I also think he got way too much hate for the playoffs. But
I mean, he did suck. Dumb. In the playoffs, pretty bad.
He literally shot too much hate. He literally shot the same percentage as he did on the Raptors championship run. I don't.
Is that for sure?
Yes. I'm just happy.
If not more, I'm gonna check right now. But
I'm just happy it's people like my little man's Toxic Eli out there to be in his DMs when he does stuff to like he does in the playoffs.
Yo, stop.
Happy someone do the dirty work for you, Dom.
Just do the dirty work for me. I ain't gonna do it.
For the Raptors in 2019, a year where they made the finals as well, played 24 games.
No, look at the finals numbers, because in the playoffs, Danny Green's numbers, his shit was cool, but in the finals, he shot atrocious. We've done this before.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, but I feel like he was overhated. I don't think he was that bad in the playoffs. Literally every round, it was like, oh, Danny Green's fucking ass. I don't think he was that bad.
Because he seemed fucking ass. But he was fucking ass. He was fucking ass in the finals.
In the finals, yeah. But in the regular season, how he can impact the team. I thought that was a good signing for the Sixers. Seth Curry, I ain't gonna lie. Percentages wise, obviously I don't think he's as close. I don't think he's fucking Steph Curry. But dude is a sniper. Sniper as well, bro. This season.
Making up for the lack of three spin shoots.
Let's do it right here. This season he's shooting 43% from three, which is really good on five attempts.
That's crazy.
He's not Steph Curry, but he is a Curry.
He is a Curry.
Still cooking.
So yeah, that was a big addition as well. So needless to say,
yeah,
we were wrong.
I just didn't see Joel popping like that.
Also, they got a new coach, new GM as well. It's honestly a new team. It's honestly.
How you feeling about
team.
Doc Rivers this year, Bezos?
I don't know. I feel like he's a good coach, but in the playoffs he lacks the ability to make adjustments every single year. Even when he was on the Celtics, this was a problem. So depending on the matchups, that's honestly why I feel like the Nets would beat the Sixers in a 7-game series, because this dude is just incapable of making adjustments. But we will see. We will see. He has won a championship before, but he also had the most stacked team in the league.
Facts.
And before that, Paul Pierce is carrying their bum ass. But you know. Anyways.
We can get to that.
Anyways. The eighth seed. Yeah, the Atlanta Hawks.
They are the eighth seed right now.
They are the eighth seed. But
so we were right.
When we were predicting this, there was a lot of pushback on the Hawks because we thought they were going to go crazy. They're either going to, you know, be at least a playoff team, but there was potential for them to be like a really good team with a lot of really solid role players. Trae Young has gotten no love this season. I swear to God, like all I've heard about Trae Young is just, yo, fuck Trae Young, trash ass defender. And it's
hashtag OMBZ.
This is right here. But it's true though. I mean, it's true. He's a really bad defender. But it's just I haven't heard much positive shit about Trae Young this season.
What's the difference between Trae Young this year and last year?
Yeah, has he made an improvement?
It's up. 3-point percentage is up.
Mm-hmm.
Volume and shooting is down. It's honestly about the same. It's honestly about the same.
So I just don't understand how people literally overnight go from loving a nigga to hating a nigga for no obvious reason. Like, I feel like once the expectations came for them to be like a good playoff team, that's when the hate for him came on strong. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. Especially given the fact that going into his draft, a lot of people doubted him. Mm-hmm. And that he proved that everyone, like Trae Young, after the first fucking 40 games of his rookie season, the whole idea of him being even remotely a superstar player was fucking over to a lot of people. The fact that he's averaging 27 points and 9 assists, that was something that people thought he would do at his peak. And he's done that in his second and pretty much his third year as well. So, I don't know. People also, Cardiac mentioned in the chat as well, people also don't like his foul baiting. But that's kind of like everyone.
That's any player that does that, though. So
that's what I'm saying. Especially with Trey. Like, he has to get his points somehow. He's not like a fucking LeBron that can just 6'9" and bully people down. Like, he has to get crafty with it. He's not even like a Luka who's 6'7". So again, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. But the Hawks as the 8th seed. Do y'all have them moving up, moving down?
Honestly, they might move down.
Tough.
I mean, they have a 4-game win streak, but I haven't watched much Hawks. I think a lot of people were high on, like, Rondo at the time when they picked up Rondo. So they thought, like, oh, he's got some people to play with now. He can actually, you know, make to the playoffs, show us something, and he hasn't really done anything different.
Yeah, I also felt like Trae Young and Jason Collins as a duo would have been, like, stronger and more impactful. But they just haven't been. They also fired their coach this year because of how bad he is.
John Collins, not the gay guy.
This is right here. And there has been some improvement. Oh, I did?
Yeah, that's what I said. John Collins, not the gay guy.
I keep on confusing him. I don't know. John Collins, chat. My bad. But yeah, the Hawks, 8th seed. I'm sticking to it. I think they can maintain that. Might move down a little bit, but playing. Around there, I feel like they're playing tournament territory.
Mm-hmm. Yo, that was a good guess for us.
That was a good guess. Good guess. We looked into that one.
Listen, we knew.
No, we didn't. Anyway,
is it
the Pacers we have as the 9th seed. Which they are, again.
They are the 9th
seed. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Look at us.
We out here.
Look at us, bro. We out here, man. Look. The Pod Kings.
Let's not even talk about the West.
The Pod Kings.
Let's not even talk about our predictions. Only in the Week East.
The Week East is a predictable conference. What can I say? Now the Pacers, I have them staying around here, playing tournament level. Now my question, honestly, I feel like the Knicks, the Hawks, and the Pacers, they're going to stay around 7 through 9. Do y'all have any, if you were to put for that last play-in seed between the Raptors and the Bulls, who would you put money on?
Raptors. No. Raptors and Bulls. Snack and lean all day.
Justin, what about you?
Mm-hmm. I can't say I've watched too much of the Bulls this year, but all right, I'll just go Raptors. Just because Dom didn't.
Snack Levine. Yeah. Shout out Snack Levine, bro. Better than Cat. Chill.
Better than Cat.
I got a lot of flack for that on Twitter, bro.
Better looking.
Just even alluding to that.
All snack.
Motherfuckers came after my neck for saying that, bro.
Trying to ratio them.
It's crazy. They couldn't, though. You know what I'm saying?
Can't ratio a king. Stop it.
Facts. So that's it for the East. That's it for the East.
All right.
Shout out to, we're not going to talk about the Hornets. We're not going to talk about how the Hornets were actually impressive. Because I definitely remember being a strong opponent and having the Hornets higher. And Nagins was like, Dom, you're just riding LaMelo. LaMelo can't be that good. They probably, have Gordon Hayward. Me. They said the team that just signed Gordon Hayward? Yeah, I remember all that shit. Now look
at Uh-oh. Okay, so the 10th seed, we had the Hornets / Magic. Number one, the Magic. You're trash. Stay down there at the 14th. Stay down there at the 14th seed. The Hornets right now stand as the 6th seed in the Eastern Conference. LaMelo Ball has been smooth with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm a LaMelo Ball fan.
I'm a LaMelo Ball fan.
Yeah.
I wonder who was the first person telling niggas to jump on the damn train.
Hold on. Everybody was look, that was crazy. I've never said LaMelo was going to be a bust. Let's just get that.
No, I've never hated on LaMelo.
I just thought the expectations y'all set was... Bro, word who came on this pod and predicted 25 and 10 from him. Come on. 25 and 10?
He jumped on the train after I did. I got him on the train.
What'd you predict going into the season?
Yo, what did I predict going into the season? I said like between 17 to 20, and what did I say, like 6-6 or 7-7, somewhere in there? He's averaging, 15?
No, you said 9-10 assists, dude.
No, I ain't saying
no 9-10. What
did I say?
Hey, chat.
Did I say
9-10
assists?
Chat, I swear to God, he said 9-10. He said 18, 9-10, and 7 rebounds. On God.
Chat, check me. Chat,
they don't remember.
He said 8.
I'm telling you, I said like 8.
Or 9.
I said 7-8.
Bro. Anyways,
cardiac. Here's your homework, son.
All right, bro. All I'm saying.
You know, I would bring up the per 36 to help your argument, but it's a hypothetical stat, so you know.
It's hypothetical. We don't got to talk about
it's
that.
It's all good.
No. But no, when I was sitting here preaching to people in off season that LaMelo Ball can have that Luka type of impact to his team, niggas said it was so blasphemous. Oh my God. How could you even think he could? And now look at him. Niggas watch the Hornets because of LaMelo. The Hornets are all over House of Highlights because of LaMelo. The Hornets are a 6. Now they are a 6 seed because of more factors than just LaMelo. But LaMelo is the glue to why they're the 6 seed. I'm just saying, the man's impact is like Luka's little franchise. I just want my flowers. I was right about Luka. I'm right about LaMelo. I just want my flowers. Niggas never give my flowers.
I want to look at his numbers. I want to look at his numbers since he started. Cause
do you remember our LiAngelo
predictions? Since he started, he's averaging like, I want to say, is he not averaging damn near 20 points a game?
He's averaging 27, 6, 2 steals. He's shooting 46% from 3.
That is fucking wild.
Who?
And motherfucker said he had no 3 ball? What the?
He's not averaging 27.
He's not. Since becoming a starter.
I said 27 and 7. Or 6. 6 rebounds. 2 steals.
Okay.
46.
He's a fringe top 15 point guard.
46.
How many games has he played starting?
17. Which is a decent stretch.
Ooh. Okay. That's better than I thought he was
going to. This nigga Pizza said this is stupid.
Freshman year. Rookie.
He said he's a fringe top 15 point guard. Get the fuck out of here.
We might have to do that at the end of this pod. After y'all give us our all snack team, NBA snack team, you know what I'm saying? But that's the Eastern Conference. Cardiac's keeping track of it. So, according to Cardiac's calculations, by the end of the season, our predictions is Bucks at 1 seed, Nets at 2 seed, 76ers at 3 seed, the Heat at 4, Celtics at 5, Hornets at 6, Raptors at 7, Hawks at 8, Pacers at 9, the Google Docs. He's literally typing it right now. Cardiac's going in, bro.
Editing.
So I think we just have the fucking... We didn't mention the Knicks at all. What do y'all think about the Knicks? What do y'all think about the Knicks, bro?
The Knicks...
Because we didn't predict them.
I mean, congratulations. The Knicks are...
If we had predicted the Knicks to be anywhere near the top 10 at the end of the season, we would have been looked at as absolute idiots, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, so, but I'm completely cool with these turned out. We might have been seen as, you know, trendsetters. We might have been looked at as, like, analysts.
That's a risk I'm not willing to take.
We had the Knicks up here. Facts, I'm not willing to take a risk.
I have to make a business move. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. If you were to ask me where the Knicks ran at the end of the season, I'd still say below 10.
Now,
I have no faith in that franchise.
Let's go to the Western Conference. Now, the Lakers we had as the 1 seed. Right now they stand as the 3 seed, but you can't blame us for thinking the Lakers are the 1 seed. I'm sorry. You can't, bro.
We said assuming no injuries. I'm guessing during that episode, right?
Assuming no injuries, but even then, even before AD went down, like it was the Jazz were like clearly the 1 seed, the Lakers at 2, Clippers at 3. The Suns have been making a push lately. I will say I am disappointed in the Lakers this season in the sense that I thought they'd be so much better than what they are, because I thought it'd be like how the 2011 Heat were like good their first year. And then second year, they added a little bit more pieces, got more chemistry, and boom, they're winning like 66 games. I thought it was going to be that type of season for the Lakers. But nah, LeBron doesn't make his teammates better, bro. It's crazy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying. I'm not even dignifying that fucking response. Niggas just saying stuff to get a response out of me. I'm not even falling for the bait.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know who's LeBron made better, but Lakers have one seed.
Anyways,
how y'all? Next. How y'all feeling about that? Do y'all think the Lakers can make a late season push to the one seed? Are they gonna stay 2-3? I got them staying 2-3.
Yeah, definitely staying 2-3.
Okay. What about you, Justin?
I feel like their stars have no reason to even push for the one seed at this point. They might as well just try and be healthy and keep that 3-2 spot.
Yeah.
Facts.
And honestly,
they could easily make it to one. If AD comes back and they wanted it, without a doubt, they can make it to one. But why? Why? You know?
I think matchup-wise as well, I would like to stay away from the Clippers as long as possible. That's just me, though.
They're not going to play the Clippers.
In the second round. If the Lakers get the one seed, hypothetically, and the Lakers stay at...
If they think they're going to be a championship team, they're not going to play the Clippers.
I'm just saying, Clippers looking kind of nice, but anyways.
Whatever. It's too early to be looking at, like, matchup seedings because they switch every day.
So Lakers at one seed, again, that was a prediction that made sense.
Made sense. It still makes sense. Mm-hmm.
It still made sense to this day. But we have them finishing as a 2-3 seed by the end of the season. Now the 2-3 seed, when we did our predictions, we had the Mavs / Nuggets.
We don't know shit.
Now we'll go to the four.
Crazy.
We don't know shit.
Crazy. All right, the Nuggets was valid. I don't know why we thought the Mavs were going to be so. I'm pretty sure our reason
was
because
of Luka. That's literally it.
If Luka's going to be MVP, they have to be number two. So it's either go all in or bust. You know, if we're going to call Luka the MVP, they have to be a good seed.
I thought Luka was going to have one of those seasons like 2009 LeBron, 2010 LeBron, where despite the fucking trashness he's on, he's just great enough to get that many wins. Mm-hmm. Even, like, another example would be like 2015 Harden. Like the fact that he was good enough to carry that squad to 55 wins. I think Luka was gonna have that type of season, and statistically he has. Like, statistically, Luka has gotten better in a lot of fronts, even defensively. It's just in terms of wins, I guess it just hasn't translated. Like, it seems
the one front that matters.
The one front that matters. This two right here. But yeah. So the Nuggets as well. The Nuggets have not been the team we expected them to be. I'm gonna be honest. If Chat can give me some more insight on the Nuggets, I don't know what happened from last year to this season for them to drop from like the 3 seed to struggling to keep the 6 seed. I know Jokic has been going off.
It's got to be the role play, their bench or whatever, right?
Because I thought Jamal was inconsistent too.
Well, Jamal isn't inconsistent, but he's just been what Jamal Murray is in the regular season, which is, you know, they probably expected more from him. But 21 points a game, 5 assists on honestly good efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see if injuries hit them. Gary Harris only played 19.
Looking at the teams ahead of them, there's some pretty like either great teams or teams that are just playing great as of recently. You know, like the Suns and Jazz have like. If I knew the Suns and Jazz were going to play this good, I would have put the Nuggets below them. Even though I thought the Nuggets would be better than they are, I still would have put them below the Jazz and Suns.
Mm. Oh, they lost Jeremy Grant.
He's having himself a career year, so across all fronts, literally.
Yeah, guess who slept on Jeremy Grant?
Yeah.
So what do y'all have the Nuggets finishing the season? Right now, they're the 6th seed, a game and a half up from the seventh and 8th seed.
I can't see them getting any lower.
I'm saying at least six, between five and
seven. Five.
Five through seven. That's a good prediction. Four seed the Clippers.
Nailed it.
You know what I'm saying?
Some slight.
You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? We're basketball analysts. We don't miss. Aside from the times we miss. You know what I'm saying?
Those times don't count.
The Clippers are the four seed. Y'all think they're going to move up? Y'all think they're going to move up or not? Four seed lowest.
That's when AD gets back.
Yeah. Four seed lowest, maybe third seed.
Okay, how about this? Between the Jazz, Suns, Lakers, and Clippers, what do y'all think that'll end up by the end of the season? Like the order?
Jazz one.
Lakers
two, Clippers three.
Jazz, Lakers, Clippers, Phoenix. But yes, close.
Why y'all sleeping on the Suns, bro? What, like a book? Come on now.
Yeah, book's not better than Snack Levine, so it don't even matter.
I'm just saying as a team, we can talk about the playoffs for another day, but in terms of their record, I don't think it's too blasphemous for them to stay as a two seed.
Cool.
I feel like when AD comes back, the Lakers have no excuse but to pass them.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be honest, I would bet by the end of the season for the rankings to be Jazz, Suns, Clippers, Lakers.
That puts us at four, and we will face the seventh seed. I'm all for it.
Y'all would face the five seed.
The Clippers only a game behind the Suns right now.
I was like, why would the four seed face the seventh seed? So y'all face the Blazers in the first round. Uh-oh. Rematch.
Lakers in five.
Too easy.
Rematch for Lakers in five.
It's going to be the same shit again. Yo, the Blazers got a nice team, man. Dame's on a roll. I wouldn't want to face him. I'm scared of him.
Such a tough first round. And I ain't going to lie. I'm talking all this shit, and I was one of the motherfuckers who literally overnight went from not being worried about the Blazers to being like, you know, the Blazers are somebody to worry about, to being like, oh, you know what? I am slightly worried about the Blazers.
A little concerned.
So Lakers in five after we beat them. Like, I hate Portland.
I mean, speaking of the Blazers, that was our number five pick. And look at where they are. At number five.
Facts. Another snipe. Hey.
Yo, how accurate are we? We're pretty accurate. I ain't gonna lie.
Whoa. Full disclaimer, Wardu thought the Warriors were gonna be five, so Wardu wasn't that.
Wardu stinks.
Wardu stinks.
No. So the Blazers we had as the five seed. I could see them keeping that. Like it'd be interchangeable between the Blazers and the Nuggets. Who keeps the five and six?
I think the Nuggets can pass them, but I don't think, bro. I think if they're not, they can't compete by San Antonio, bro.
I hope San Antonio doesn't make the playoffs. Sorry. the sixth seed. We had the Suns. What do y'all think about that?
Who's the sixth seed right now?
The sixth seed is the Nuggets.
Aw, damn.
So we honestly had the Nuggets and the Suns flipped.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, what were the Suns last year? Like 10?
Yeah, 10 around there.
So we gave them their boost, just not enough.
Facts.
Not nearly enough.
I mean, from 10 to 4 is a 4. The 4 team, we put them 4 seats higher than they were.
And they went from...
That's what they said. Fuck y'all, we're going to... I mean, if y'all want to predict a number 10 team to be number 1... I'm saying six was a perfectly fine guess for me.
Yeah, I'm about to say them adding Chris Paul, I don't think it was enough of a addition for them to go from fucking 10 to 1. So putting them at five or six was
sensible.
It was sensible.
I had the Warriors at five. No, I had the Warriors at six.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Warriors, we had them as a unit. As a seventh seed, they are now at the ninth seed, but they're only a game back from the seventh seed. And
who's this, 7th seed?
The 7th seed right now is the Spurs. Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo. Boo. I think we made these predictions before the Clay or after the Clay injury too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I think right after.
No, we did.
Like the pod, we did right after that. Clay,
you know, game. I think you're right.
I mean, there's no way we had the fucking Hornets at anywhere on the list without LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So. I could see them. They're gonna be a play-in team. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think
the Warriors.
Yeah, with all due respect, I don't think Curry's gonna go off in the second half of the season for them to be the 6th seed, so they don't have to be in the play-in tournament. So 7 through 10.
I don't know,
is,
man. Curry, they just beat the Jazz tonight, and you know Draymond had 12 assists. I don't know.
We stranger things Steph have happened. Curry. When does Clay come back?
Next year.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah, tore his Achilles. He tore his ACL on draft night. He's out till next draft.
Oh shit!
This is the second straight season of the Warriors. Would have been nice if Clay was on the team. Like again?
My man's getting Jordan first year break like vibes right now. Like he's just getting this nice little 2 year break.
He's
come back with another
two. Paid time, yeah.
Fact. Paid time to be a thought.
It's not even like half the salary. You getting 20 mil? What you mean, bro? Yo? Stop. Shout out Clay. Bro.
Imagine, and they be having them like call the games and shit like that too. So imagine Clay calling a game and he go meet Curry to get their game checks, and them niggas picking up freaking $36,000 checks for just that game. Like, oh my god, bro.
Wasn't Clay talking mad shit earlier in the season too? I've never seen that man talk shit in a game. All of a sudden, he's like in the broadcast booth talking shit.
Oh yeah,
shit.
Talking about Roddy Magruder.
Like, go shut your ass. He would never say that in a game. Stop.
Bro, imagine if the last 2 years, Clay just became a Twitch streamer and how much money he would have made on top of his con. Yo. Clay would
instantly.
If Clay streamed 3 times a week, 50K per stream, easy. Easy.
Think so?
50K.
Gotta get himself a new manager. Come on.
Nah, he just got one to do that. I don't think that. Clay's a gamer.
I'm just. It wouldn't even have to be gaming. Like, I don't know.
Just get in there and talk.
Yeah. Like.
I don't think Clay built for that.
Or like GTA or some shit.
That's still gaming.
Anyone can play. No, yeah, you don't have to be a gamer. You don't have to be a gamer. Because
when people do the GTA streams, it's not even like. They're competitively playing GTA. It's just like role play shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but you still have to play. You have to be on the game to do it. That's what I'm saying. Like, he has to be some form of gamer to want to stream a GTA role play.
Pizza Bagels.
At least he doesn't have to be good.
Pizza Bagels in the chat says, "Don, be a Twitch streamer and show some cleavage."
Hey man, I might be a hub streamer and show a lot more.
Do they got live streams on there?
I checked. I couldn't find it.
Couldn't
do it on my phone.
I think when you go on it, like when you click on the menu thing, it's like a mm-hmm. live cams thing. But when you click on it, it's a whole other website.
It's like basically like the cam girl site. And I'm like, do I really want to be a cam girl trying to entertain people? Like imagine some dude's just sitting there and then click on my video. Oh, this thing.
Yo, man!
Yeah, come on, bro.
You know
what'd
be crazy? And this is probably where we stray away from the basketball talk.
It always happens.
You know how on Tinder it's like you see something on your face, you swipe right, swipe left. Mm-hmm. Imagine if they had that for fucking porn streams, yo. That would be wild.
Less of that. See, whatever Dom was just doing, less of that.
You see Dom was just left.
Facts. niggas is just sitting there just basketball? No. Not like you're doing TikTok now. Not interested in content.
Not interested in content.
Oh my god, bro.
That'll be wild, bro. You're trying to go on that app to you know, have a good time. You just motherfucking don't play Call of Duty. That should be wild. That should be wild.
And your For You porn page.
For You porn page.
Damn, imagine that. You could have some crazy stats for that too, because you know motherfuckers, I mean, they do what they do, and they can get the stats and have that pinpoint.
What do you mean they do what they do? What do you mean? Can you elaborate on that?
No, because like, what do you mean by that? Listen, like if you're like on like TikTok or YouTube or something, and you're like, oh, I don't want stuff like that like showing up on my feed, I won't watch it.
Yeah.
If you're doing your business, you're doing what you do. You're not letting no algorithm let you stray away from anything. And that means they're just going to get the most accurate stats. And they're going to have you locked on their For You porn page forever.
Hey, man, real quick. Hey, real quick, on a serious note, man. Yo, everybody prayers up for Jared Dudley. Apparently, he just tore his MCL or ACL or something like that.
Shout out Jared Dudley. Yeah, I saw that a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I just seen that.
Shout out JD.
I'm late to the party. My bad.
Also, shout out Drew Brees for retiring or whatnot.
Mega Brees.
He's racist.
Look at Justin. Look at Justin shouting out the Mega.
Drew Brees is racist?
Crazy.
Drew Brees is definitely
racist. Drew Brees is not racist. When?
Drew Brees is definitely racist.
Oh, I'm not going to comment on that, but he did have something during the whole BLM shit.
Oh, my God. I missed that.
I forgot what he did. But.
I don't want none of them jungle baboons kneeling on my team.
Man, not gonna lie. Once he said it, I face. Nail him. He did not say that.
He was like, I know he didn't say that. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I've been watching too much of
Trey Rags. Drew Brees apologizes for his comments about standing for the national anthem.
Oh, Justin really so looked at him like, on the fly. He's like, no, he's not racist.
How about when Justin looks down, we just see a Boston logo?
He said, Breeze said that he doesn't agree with anyone disrespecting the flag by kneeling during the national anthem.
Racist.
He's got to have said more than that.
Nah, man, he's just racist, bro. But speaking of Drew Brees, because he retired, bro, shout out Taysom Hill securing the bag. 140 mil extension?
Yes, sir.
In the NFL?
For a glorified running back? Oh my God! Running back with a throw it on? Oh my God! Do your thing, sir.
The only thing about NFL contracts is it's not fully guaranteed.
Yeah, he's not getting that. He's probably only getting 30 mil. Like that's why I hate NFL contracts, bro. This shit's stupid. Crazy.
So what would he have to do to get all the 100?
Well, no cap. I don't know what the actual guarantee is, but I'm guarantee. Like he's a quarterback, so he'll definitely get more guaranteed money. So if I had to guess without even knowing anything about his contract, if he got 140 mil. On the sign, I would say at least bare minimum 50 mil of that is actually guaranteed. Like that's guaranteed money. At least 50 mil.
Now, what I'm saying is, what would have that? Yeah, to get everything.
It depends on what his incentives is in his contract. So whether it's a certain amount of yards a season, a certain like completion percentage, a certain amount of attempts, a certain amount of rushing yards. It all depends on what incentives he signed up for with that contract.
That's kind
of
fucking wild. Because, like, a coach could just blackball you and not, like, put you in their system. That would be wild.
He really could.
But,
it definitely depends on the incentives. I don't know. I didn't deep dive in the contract because when I seen it, I was like, okay, they gave Taysom Hill 140 mil. That means Jameis Winston is definitely not going to be a saint. Yeah, so.
Interesting. Well, let's get back into the NBA. We're almost
football,
at Western Conference.
We were focusing so well.
Yeah, we were focusing so well.
We were on the Warriors.
Yeah, we
actually,
were on the Warriors.
I'm okay with skipping the rest. I don't want to talk about how bad we were at the Jazz.
You had the Jazz as the 8th seed, guys. Just saying. Yeah, we were wrong.
That's just, we're going to leave it there. We were wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. 2014 Pacers of the West. They're the one seed. I mean, what can I say?
Yeah. But find us someone who was right, and then we'll explain why we were wrong.
I will say the Jazz are playing this year.
Ain't nobody guessed that.
The way a lot of people expected them to play going into last season. Because when they got fucking Mike Conley and I always get them confused. Bogdanovic, right?
Mm-hmm.
like there was a lot of hype with the Jazz. A lot of people had them as like the 3 seed, arguably 1 seed. I'm gonna be honest, just because of how well coached they are.
I didn't hear anyone say 1 seed.
But shout out to the Jazz. Shout out to the Jazz.
Shout out to the Jazz for finally getting it together in the wrong year, so we look stupid.
This is right here. The 9 and 10 seed. I guess we split. We just it was between the Grizzlies.
Y'all wanted Houston and the Rockets so bad. I don't know why.
What'd you say?
What happened?
Y'all wanted the Houston up there so bad, and because this was before the Harden shit went through, and y'all were convinced he was staying. I was like, look, all signs are pointing towards they're getting rid of that man. It's tanking, so I can't put them that high. But that's why we had them that high, because it was before the trade.
The Rockets have lost 15 games in a row. What the
they're
fuck,
ass, yo? Bro.
What?
Before John Wall out there looking like Westbrook.
Before this losing streak, they were above 500. Yo, what the fuck? Wavy UNC in the chat says they need more wood. Look at you.
Is Christian Wood not getting like time or something?
He's injured.
Oh, he's injured? How long has he been injured?
Long enough.
I'm not saying
long enough.
Christian Wood. Long enough. Let me chill.
So I had the Grizzlies, and I just want to say I was only a game off.
Yeah, Justin had the Grizzlies as the 8th seed.
And good if they hadn't had that COVID, they would have been even higher by now.
Yeah. Good prediction, Justin. High five.
Low key a little bit of a guess, but a little bit of a guess.
I mean, an educated guess.
Hypothesis.
They're all guesses.
The Pelicans. Yo, what's up with the Pels, Dom? Mm-mm-mm.
What seed do we have them going to? What, 9th?
Yeah, competing for the play-in spots.
And where are they at right now?
12. We had them at 10.
Yeah, we had them at 10.
Like, you had them at 10. Where are they at
right now? 12.
Stan Van Gundy fault. Fuck him. He's a bum.
Lonzo's trash. Lonzo's.
Lonzo legit.
They have
he's
the worst defense
playing
in the league,
good right
they?
Now. Like, as we speak, he's playing good.
Are they winning?
I hate you. I hate you so much. Everybody talks shit about Lonzo, but yeah, if he was wearing their colors, they love him. And they're whooping the Clippers' ass right now.
First things first, if
90-17.
Actually, that's not true.
On the Clippers' head. Lonzo Ball. Has what? Let's see. Because my shit's taking long to load.
Score is not their problem. They're one of the best scoring teams in the league.
They
That's
have
not the
a 17, 6,
and 5. Shooting 6 for 9 from the field. 5 from 8 for from 3. That's it. 3 turnovers, though. It's not pretty good.
What did he do the game before?
Hmm?
What did he do the game before?
What did he do the game before? I don't know.
1 of 7 from
last,
the field.
Last 15 games, their second
that
offense
game don't
of
matter.
Defense.
That game doesn't matter right now.
What about the game before? 3 of 12.
The one against the Cavs? What did he do? What did he do? Let's see what he did.
That was the 1 of 7 game.
That was the 1 of 7 game?
You win some, you lose some. You
1 of 7. But you know, 3 boards, 6 assists is still a block.
You really flexing hey, 3 boards, though?
No. On 2 turnovers with a plus 33 and a plus minus. Come on, bro. I mean, even though
he stood there,
he's still
did
affecting
nothing.
The game.
He just was in for the right minutes.
Not true. He led the team in assists
at 6. Yo.
And was tied for team leader in steals. Tied for team leader
what,
in blocks.
What, one?
One? Yo, stop. Yo, Tom, stop. Stop, bro. Stop.
All I'm saying is when my mans ain't scoring, he's still effective on the court. That's all the game before that, he was 3 for 12 against when they got blown out by the fucking Timberwolves. But 2 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals,
how's his
a block.
How's his D this season? Genuine question.
Pause, actually pretty but good. Yeah.
His defense is actually good this year.
No, I'm going to be honest. Like, Lonzo every year has these stretch of games where he plays good. I think he's a streaky player still.
He is.
Last 5 games he's come back to BB bust territories, if we're just being honest. But
and then he just broke the slump tonight.
We'll see after
think of in terms when he usually has his cold streaks, they last way longer than what? 3 games? Okay, yeah, 3 game slump off of the All-Star break. So niggas ain't played in about a damn week.
Bro, his first 3 years was a cold streak. What you mean?
Oh, I'm talking about in terms of this season. He had the crazy month. They go into the All-Star break, his first 3 games back. He has bad shooting nights, even though he does everything else in the box score, and then comes out tonight and has a good shooting night, and we're saying, oh, back to BB bus territory. I hate Boston fans.
Okay, Lonzo Ball is
no,
not
I'm, the, I'm just wrong with you. Like, he's
in terms
he's
of our predictions, Lonzo Ball is not the problem. It's the defense on this team.
Yeah.
Well, for the Pelicans?
Yeah. Lonzo Ball's not the problem. I'll give you that.
They have the third worst defense in the league, bro. That's crazy.
They have the worst defense in the last 15 games. Dead
that
last.
That is all Stan Van Gundy.
Boo. Yo, let's just boo him. Boo.
Boo.
Boo. You stink. You Gunshot. Stink.
Boo.
Boo.
I ain't watched live basketball since before Corona. What the fuck? What have you been doing?
Why are you here?
I've been watching more basketball.
Fuck Van Gundy.
I think he meant Van, but I catch the vibes.
Facts. But that's pretty much it. I think Cardiac kept track of it. So,
shout out Cardiac.
Shout out Cardiac, man. Throw dubs in the chat for
shout
Cardiac.
Shout out Cardiac.
If you have more of our bad takes in our spreadsheet somewhere, let us know.
So, the Western Conference, by the end of the season, we predict the Jazz. Yo, this dude right here. Anyways, sucking on that fucking. I just see crazy. Anyways, shout out audio people right now.
Oh shit, could they hear that?
Yo, I can hear it. What yes. the hell?
My bad, I thought I put my mic up.
They can hear you suck.
I bet they got aroused. I'm sorry. That I didn't mean to say that.
Next topic.
Yo, who's that dude on TikTok with the red polo, bro? That guy's hilarious.
Ooh, Trey Rags?
Trey Rags, bro. Whenever he got that red polo shirt, bro. Dude is a menace to society, bro. I swear.
Why your hand moving? What you trying to get into?
Yeah, what you trying to get into? And then the music starts.
Yo, the one where he freaking punched the little fucking girl with, what's the name? What the fuck is it? Tourette's? That was the funniest one.
What?
The little girl had Tourette's and called him a slut. He was like, "Say to me, little girl, you a slut, sir." This little girl has special needs. Seen a little blind kid. What you looking at, tough guy?
That's got to be fake. No way. Where do you even find it?
Son had his, bro had his hand like
it was
these.
A skit. It was a skit.
It was a skit. It was a skit. Dude had his hands like these. What you? Why your hand up, tough guy? What you trying to do?
Yeah, when he raises.
When he raises. What you trying to do?
Yo, Dom, you can definitely do those type of TikToks, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Dom Rag. Let me check.
Well, for flow,
Dom Rag. Hey, man, the 2 I dropped today were pretty fire. I ain't gonna lie. Matter of fact, I should check and see if
they get taken down.
Dom, they get taken down. Your TikToks
have you had
any
taken down since the incident?
Nah, the ones I have up now, nah.
You just gotta stay out of the comments, bro.
That's exactly what I'm doing, actually. Like, I'm not even.
Dom just being in the comments too much, bro. I swear. Like, even when TSO made that recording from Locker Room, didn't you just, like, attack everyone in this comment section that.
Attack every? No, I didn't attack everyone in the comments. I defended just myself.
Defended, like reply to everything that was about
literally,
you.
Literally, not even everything. Literally, anyone who I felt disrespected by, I had to. I commented to her. Not even that. Anyone had a genuine question, or I felt disrespected by, I commented to her. So basically, everybody in the comments. Literally, one. I just went the newest and just went down from there. Like recent and just started going.
What you trying to get into?
What you trying to get into?
Am I lush? My lights just turned
off. Oh, this shit 1,000. Hey, turn up.
Hello? Anyways.
Turn up.
Kind of killed the mood. All right, anyways, the Western Conference. Anyways,
we hit that, what is it, hit that nail on the hammer with these predictions.
Nail on the hammer? I think that's wrong. Anyways, the Jazz.
No, it's head. We hit the head on the nail.
Is that your final answer?
No, I'm thinking. We hit the head of the nail with the hammer on the head.
Stop! Something. Jesus, what is it?
Justin, what you trying to get into?
Justin is trying so hard.
I gotta look that up.
Illy, the kid one in the chat says, let's be real, Dom takes are worse than flights. Uh-oh.
Really?
It's hit the nail on the head.
Yo, really? Just still looking it up.
The hammer's not in the phrase whatsoever, I guess.
What the fuck?
What are we talking about?
What did Dom turn off? What the hell?
Flight reacts or something?
Oh my god. Holy shit. Okay, he's coming back on. He's coming back on.
I'll be back.
Dom, you might have to reconnect. You still got the blue boxes. Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Wait. You're good.
I'm about to say, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, my fault. I hit something on my phone. My fault.
Bro. You got worst takes in flight, Dom? What you got to say?
Worst takes in fucking flight. I wish.
What you got to say to that?
I mean, look, bro.
Don't even waste your breath.
Flight got money, bro. If these takes is going to... One thing I've learned over the last couple years... Who gives a fuck about being right these days? All you gotta do is be flagrantly wrong and people care for some reason. At least it's worked for me. I seen it work for Flight and I adopted it. At first, Biso's been there from the beginning. I've always been wrong. But just over the years, to master being wrong and trying to convince people you right just a little bit, kind of works.
Lowe been good at that too. Let me chill.
He said Lowe been good at it too. Facts.
You guys,
shout out Boss Low. Shout out Boss Low.
Bro, the way I watch Low go on Locker Room and blatantly take back everything he would say like months ago and act like it was never said and just.
It's not even a locker room, it's literally in any conversation we have with him. The way he just like maneuvers his statements. To just, I was right all along and make everyone in the room just convinced that he's right. I'm honestly impressed. I ain't gonna lie. It's a skill at this point. It's a skill.
So, it gotta be. Way of the tongue, you know?
Shout out to Marcel. I'm saying since that's public information now. We had that information for the longest, but it's on peer-to-peer now.
Did niggas not know he was, fuck is Marcel? That was his name? I guess not.
I guess.
Marcel?
Legend. Just his comedy, bro. I swear. Legend of Winning, the guy we had, the last guest we had on.
Yeah, no, I know who that.
That's his name, Marcel.
He's done now. His name's
Marcel.
His name's Marcel.
Yeah.
L. Here you go.
Marcel had a.
How'd he let that slip? Was it an accident?
No, he has a pod. And I don't know, agent just started calling him Marcel, and people know his name is Marcel now. But we had that info for the longest, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Discord people. All right, anyways, Jesus Christ, the Western Conference. This is what we have by the end of the season. These are our predictions after midseason analysis. The Jazz at the 1 seed, the Lakers at 2, the Clippers at 3, the Suns at 4. With the 2, 3, and 4 seeds being really close, so very interchangeable. The Blazers at 5, the Nuggets at 6. Again, those two are interchangeable. The Spurs at 7, I guess. The Grizzlies at 8, the Warriors at 9, and the Mavs at 10. This man Cardiac put the Rockets on there. Yeah, the Rockets are ass Cardiac, I'm sorry.
The Rockets dead last. The Rockets won't get another win this season.
Yo, chat, clip that. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Mark my words.
Yo, he said they won't win another game this season. That's wild.
This man here.
Oh, they lost.
That's a massive.
Hold on. Right now, what? How many games have they played? 36. So that's literally halfway through the season. Imagine if they went on a 36 plus 15, a 51 game losing streak, bro. That would be wild.
Insane.
That would be wild. James Harden is MVP just for that, bro. I ain't gonna lie. If that happens, facts. James Harden's MVP, bro.
Yo, that team was way worse than we thought. No,
yo, Cardiac, if they go on a 51-game losing streak, bro, how you feeling, bro? How you feeling, bro? That's tough. That's tough. That's tough, bro. That's L territory. No matter how bad the Rockets are, they'll never be worse than Minnesota.
If they go on a losing streak for the rest of the season, they might be.
If they go on a 51-game losing streak...
Then there's a chance.
Trying to get into? I'm saying, like,
what you trying to get into?
Justin, you gotta watch those skits.
Send me these videos.
Yeah, those shits are hilarious, yo. Hold on, I think we can honestly watch some of them on stream right now. I mean, let me try to pull them up.
Let's see. In the league, Houston's 28th out of 30.
Hold on.
So they are 4 games out of last place. Yeah, they could do it. Pack them up, send them to the G League. What's that called?
What are you talking about?
What is what called?
What's that called in soccer when you like demote a team and bring another team up?
Upgrade?
There's a word. There's like a word. I'll figure it out. I would totally be interested in one of the major sports leagues trying some of this stuff out.
Don't they already have that in the G League?
Drop and raise type thing? No, but like drop in the worst team and bring up. Because the thing with G League teams is they're affiliates of, what's it, A League? NBA teams.
Yeah.
They have a name for it? They're affiliates. But like if they had like a separate league that wasn't affiliates, they could easily do that.
Oh, yeah. We had that conversation on Locker Room.
Y'all even listened to me.
No, I'm listening. Yeah. I'm listening. Hold on.
He's like, I'm speaking to myself.
I'm trying to find the...
All right, I got it.
It's called promotion and regulation. A process where teams are transferred between multiple divisions based on their performance of the completed season. I would be down for some league trying it. I don't care which league it is. I want to see an American... Because even the American soccer teams don't do that, do they?
No.
No one here would know, but I don't think
the MLS. I don't think so.
I'm cool with someone trying it just to see what it's like.
All right, I'm streaming. Hold on. Y'all see it?
Nah.
Watch stream
on Discord. On Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Oh, should I have it muted?
I'm pregnant.
Wait, I've seen this guy before.
By who? What do you mean by who? By you. Who said it was mine? Babe, what? Stop playing. Babe. I'm not your babe. Yeah. What? What do you mean? Like you've never talked to me like this before. What are you doing? Babe, why are you packing? Hey! Stop acting!
He only wears the...
Hey! Whoa. Why your stomach just move? What are you talking about? Why your belly button just jump? What did that baby try and get into? I don't understand. Like, why are you acting like this?
Wait for it.
Oh my God, baby.
Holy shit.
Wait, go for another one.
Wow, you seem very tired, Trey Rex.
Oh yeah, hey, this team always leave me drenched. Always, they work me.
We love you, Trey Rex.
This is obviously one of your best games. You had a career high in points and rebounds. You had 6 points and 2 rebounds. This team is very tough for you guys. How was you guys able to handle it?
Hey, listen, we're always up for the challenge, always, especially with this team. Listen, this team has great day. But think about us, we sucked the D in, and we delivered, you know. We actually let them penetrate the first few times.
Wait, what?
Just to get a feel of it. But, you know, as soon as we recognized it, you know, we delivered on our end. We start penetrating. You know, we finished on their face a lot of times. Other time a defender was turned around, we finished right on his back.
Somebody,
you know, my teammate, you know, got on him, you know. He got a big break, you know. He can always get up. Always can get up. But, yeah, we make sure we deliver. And, yeah, we tried our best, man. Best D.
Hey, yo, Trey, Trey. We're going to celebrate in the back, right?
Man, see you in the showers, man.
Why y'all gay? Wow, you seem very tired, Trey Rex. All
right, let's watch more. Hey.
Can you find the mountain? Point. If you see the mountain.
Oh, my.
Okay, Trey Rex.
Whatever you got.
You remember that, bro?
Here, honey, put the $5 in there. Thank you.
Oh, this one is so far, this one far.
Why you got cereal bowl on my face? Cereal bowl. Sir, this is for your offering. Who said I want to make an offering? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't want to make an offering. Who said I didn't? What? Sir, listen, it's okay if you can't make an offering. I could just...
Why are you counting in my pockets?
What? What are you even talking about? Like, I don't understand what you're...
Let me talk to you. Honey, what is your problem?
Come find out, Granny.
Whoa! What did he
Excuse
say?
Excuse me?
This boy's a demon,
young man.
Him.
You need Jesus.
I can help you meet him.
Whoa, what did you just say to me?
Uh-uh, okay,
get him out of here.
Hey, somebody get the usher over here.
Yeah, get the usher.
Usher. I want to talk to him.
Sir, why are you doing this? It really did not even have to come to this level.
Hey, young man, I'm going to need you to step right.
Jesus!
Yo,
hey, honey, put the $5 in here.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, this dude's hilarious, bro.
So we just punched someone in all the videos?
That's a part of it, I guess. I don't know.
At the end of them. Yeah, that's a part of it.
Holy shit, bro. Shout out Trey Rags. Shout out Trey Rags. I mean, do y'all have any other topics to bring up today or... Early close.
Nah. Early close.
Well, we got the
NCAA Justin got something we want to talk about.
What'd you say?
Yeah. NCAA tournament set today.
What about it?
What about it? I don't know. Basketball? What?
You want She's trying to get into.
there's a lot of like new teams this year because like COVID restricted a lot of teams from playing.
Like Duke, fuck the Dukies. So
there's some interesting teams on this.
UNC still in there, right?
Yeah, Duke dropped out.
So, well, that was an ACC tournament thing. I don't think that was an NCAA.
Where's the Rhodey Rams, bro?
Rhodey. Who? Yeah, they're not in. I don't think
my school.
Oh,
Rhodey.
You know what's crazy? One of the main reasons, or it wasn't like the main reason, but one of the reasons I chose to go to URI. Was because of their basketball team. These motherfuckers haven't made the tournament ever since I got here, bro. Crazy.
Oh, they're in like one of those like shitty like conferences, right? Where you're only in the tournament if you win the conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wasn't
they're in one of those shitty conferences with all the there is.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's one of those schools. Oh, they got to win the whole conference just to make this. Meanwhile, there's like teams like UNC who lost every game. They still in the tournament.
It's the way life goes.
It's tough. It's tough, bro. Tough. These Very motherfuckers tough, don't make the tournament in my senior
year. And you can't
year,
even go to the games.
I'm staying here for five.
Wait, are you?
Super senior.
Yeah, no, I'm not staying here for five, bro. No way. Mm-hmm. I'm moving to... Georgia? Florida? Who knows?
You know damn well you moving to Florida with the alligators and snakes.
No, it's actually number one option.
Bro, their team
is
literally called the Florida Gators. They weren't playing.
It's too dumb. Not dumb, Justin. Anyways, all right, let's close it out. If y'all have anything else to talk about, I don't care about March Madness, Justin. I'm sorry.
I don't either. Not gonna lie.
Dumb.
Fact, me either.
Make a bracket.
Hell no.
Cool. You know. All right. Well, let's close this out.
You're not gonna make a bracket?
No.
Hell no.
What the? Are you? Yo, what's up with the silences? This pod, bro. What the fuck? Are you making a pod? Are you making a bracket?
Yeah, you making a pot? Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Here we go again with the awkward challenge. I don't know. I don't want to make one.
I'm not making no fucking bracket.
Yeah,
bro.
I want to say, bro.
If my bracket gets busted, I want to punch niggas, bro.
What the hell?
I don't care. And that's a free, angry, goddamn. When I just hate
it's like the lottery. You know you're gonna lose.
No, all you right. don't. No, but that's the thing. With the brackets, it is supposed to make sense. There should be no way the fucking University of Rhode Island ends up beating Duke in have the third round. Ever, that's usually what happens every
yo,
year.
Dumb.
Have you ever watched March Madness in your whole life?
I'm sorry, but
you
know
you're
what?
Trying to
There's
get
no logic. It's all random.
It's not random. Well, yes, they have bracket busters, but I to say, Oliver, it's all random. It's all chance. That's... I mean, yeah, it is really like playing the lottery to get a perfect bracket at this point, but this is just hard. It's just something that never happens. Well, not never happens. People obviously do it, but it's just hard as fuck to predict.
And I don't know that much about the teams either. I just go based off the names.
Facts.
I know that team.
I just love the people that...
Or if I know, like, one player on the team, I'll be like, oh, I'll pick him to win because I've heard of that guy.
I just love the people that pretend to be hard college basketball fans just because they made a bracket.
Yeah.
Say, bro, what you do? You got UNLV coming to the second round, bro? Oh shit!
There's no way you know that much about a team that oldest player has been on there for 4 years, and there's what 300 teams. You don't know that much. Stop.
If I'm making a bracket, it'd be straight off vibes, and that would take 5 minutes to do it.
But. Literally, my brackets are only like the teams I have winning are the teams with players that I know gonna be in the NBA right. next year. Like I don't care about college basketball. I just care about the players that are going to the NBA.
Chat's asking for a top 10 point guards list, but I guess we'll keep
that's
waiting.
That's why it's so fun to watch too.
Maybe next episode.
Maybe next episode.
Y'all came too late. Niggas want me to go.
Come back next time.
Come back next time. You know, or not. But why not with you? Why wouldn't you come back? What you trying to do? What you trying to do?
Yo, what you trying to get into?
What you trying to get into? You don't want to hear our list? That's fine.
Let's find out. You don't want to hear our list? Let's find out. That made no sense.
Next time on Basketball Z.
I said that's fine. No, let's find out. That's fine.
Look at Cardiac, bro. Come back. Next time?
That's right, you got it.
Anyways, let's do outros before we get into some Myers Leonard shit, bro. Anyways, Justin, MAGA Justin.
Bless y'all trap. GG's, see y'all again.
Bless y'all trap.
Wednesday.
What the fuck?
Who's this nigga, Smoke Herb?
What does that mean?
Bless y'all trap.
Yo, what does that mean, bro?
Just bless y'all trap. You know, the vibes.
Support the blue, guys, is what he's trying to say.
Support the blue, MAGA Justin. Bless your trap with MAGA Justin.
What he's trying to say is support the blue.
Just bless your trap.
All right. Well, Dom, say goodbye to the chat, bro.
Fuck y'all.
Hey, man. It's been your mind for midnight snack, people. Follow me on Twitter, DomChurch1. Follow me on YouTube, DomChurch97. Follow me on TikTok, DomChurch97. Follow me on Snapchat at DomChurch. We out of here.
We out of here, baby.
Bye, guys.